From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Well, look, put it this way. He got it half right. Here's the other host. This is the professor. What's up? This is Christopher. Hey, does this team love giving us heart attacks or what? Well, do they enjoy that? New York Football Giants 38, visiting Tampa Bay Buccaneers 35. Man, Jameis Winston looked like he was the second friggin' coming of Joe Namath or somebody like that. I don't know what the hell's going on. 929. Woo! I have to calm down. Who's up? 929-477-4171. Post game roundtable. Again, the Giants, man, they're trying. You know, they really try your patience. They do. They really do. 38-35. This game was this. I tell you what, I actually felt that we were actually going. I have to say it. Probably give it away via defense this time. I think the offense did what they had to do today, considering the opponent. And they worked it out pretty good. Well, as you know, the usual spiel is Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, BleedBlueShow.com. Check us out if you can't call in. But right now, between the sips of beer and the sips of Hennessy and everybody yelling, going crazy and losing their goddamn minds, hey, man, hit us up, 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Roundtable, for your pleasure, Steve and Chris. Lady Blue is on the line from Jacksonville. I tell you what, honey, they tried to dispel Odell's prediction, but it didn't quite work. This is our second straight win, and the first time we scored over 30 in a long, long time. So hey, we're here again, baby. How's the Blues down there, babe?
Oh, good. But I've been screaming ever since the referees gave them their first touchdown. With the missed hands to the face.
That's right.
Why do
that's
we
right.
always have to play against the referees, damn it? I'm tired of it. I mean, the missed holding calls and stuff. I mean, and then, oh, my God, let me tell you, can we just have one game where the offense and the defense play well at the same time? The offense did their shit. I'm so happy. Oh, my God, the offense scoring that many points, I was so happy and excited. The exception of Soldier giving up, a sack or two.
Right.
But I was very, very happy with the offense. Barkley, he's a beast, man. I love him. He is a beast.
Oh, man. Do you believe that today?
OBJ, Shepherd with that, Engram with the run. I mean, it was awesome. The defense, holy crap, how can you have that many screw-ups on one drive? Two missed for interceptions, the uncalled holding penalty. I was screaming at the top of my lungs, ready to throw crap at the screen because I was so mad. I was like, look, we can't lose to these idiots again at the last second like we did last year. It was heartbreaking being there when we lost to them.
A win is a win.
I'm very happy. Too bad Atlanta couldn't do their job. The Ewoks and their team won. I just saw the Redskins just lost. So, you know, Odell's prediction, here we come, baby. But we need
to
do better.
Out of bounds. I know
mathematically speaking,
yeah.
We're not out of it. The way we're playing, we are.
We need
to mesh better.
Right. The telling one was at the end when Mike Evans got that 41-yarder. You know, when he did that, there was a moment. I don't know if you noticed it, but Janoris Jenkins and Collins sort of looked at each other as if to say, what the fuck was you supposed to do, bud? You know,
exactly.
They had this little moment where it was like, you missed your assignment. No, I
honestly think Jenkins missed a lot of this game. I honestly have to say, I was watching Jenkins closely. He missed a lot this game. A lot of players missed I mean, a lot of hits were awesome. That roughing the passer penalty was bullshit against Vernon. I was madder than hell against that. And again, it all goes back to the beginning when the refs missed those calls on our behalf. I was so dang mad about that. Our defensive player loses his helmet because hands to the face and you don't call anything?
Of course
so,
not.
But
because
hey, the end result
we
is we did it. I'm happy with the win. And let's just hope, you know, can I hope for Thanksgiving game to end in a tie?
You know, I was just thinking about what you said. This is not too far out of the possibility of actually, you know, we have to be 4-2 to win this division. You got to be 4-2. And what are we? What are we? Are we 1-2? Are we anything in two? We're nothing in two, are we?
Nope.
What are we? I don't even remember. What's our divisional record so far?
I think 0-3.
No, because we lost to Dallas. We lost to the Eagles. I can't even remember. It doesn't even matter. All I know is if you want to start a run of any kind, no matter what sport, or even if it's an individual sport, you gotta do it. You have to immediately do it while you have momentum. And I wouldn't really call these last two wins great momentum, but they're two in a row anyway, nonetheless. And we just scored 30-something with a damn good offensive effort, by the way, man. Eli looked just as good as Barkley did, which was really,
hey,
really
he tied
helpful.
His personal best with 11 for 11.
I know.
So,
what did he finish?
I couldn't believe it. Yep, and I couldn't believe it when they announced that today is what they said, the 33rd or 30th anniversary of when Taylor took out Theismann. I couldn't believe that. I can't believe that was so long ago. I remember watching it like it was yesterday.
I'm sorry, Lady Blue. I lost you for a minute. Technical problems.
I said I can't believe that they announced that today was either the 33rd or the 30th anniversary that Taylor took out Theismann. I mean, I remember that game like it was yesterday.
That was shocking. Lady Blue, hold on, because we're rolling today.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, 38-35, New York Giants win. Mike's on the line. Mike, talk to me, man. Mike, where'd you go? Oh, Mike left. Okay, back to you, Lady Blue. Mike left. Mike just
where
lost.
Where is everybody?
Just bailed on me. Let's see. Like I told you at the top of the show, it's commutes. It's finding the keys. It's going through the turnstile. I mean, going down the going from the fourth all the way down to the fifth. It's from the fifth going all the way down to the fourth and the first. Leaving the tailgate, getting on the subway, getting on the highway, arguing with somebody about somebody's effort, having a fight, going to the restroom, because the line's forever long. Let's see, what else are they doing? They're all over the place. You know how they're doing. You know how this works. This is we're the New York Football Giants fans. We just can't orderly, Lady Blue. You know that we can't just orderly go home and, you know, we have to stop and we have to argue a little bit and we have to talk about what went wrong and how bad Eli looked and what else do we do? We do all that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was sorry that
Billy
I missed
Bob.
The
Billy Bob's on
free
the line.
Game
Billy
show.
Bob, you there? Huh? Say that again.
I said, I'm sorry, I missed the free game show. I went to a movie that night.
Oh, well, you did that just to hurt my feelings, and I'm never going to forgive you.
No,
for that, so
but
okay.
I actually picked the Giants to win this game, so I'm excited. That's 2 weeks in a row I picked the Giants to win, and we actually did.
I know, man. I mean, this is, look, you know, it's really weird. I'm going to tell you something in a few minutes. Let me get the next caller in. Not to, because I got to share something with you. 929-477-4171, 38-35, New York Football Giants victorious once again. Billy Bob, are you on the line or what?
Yeah, I'm on the line. Hey, y'all see my quarterback?
What'd you see? What'd you see? Tell us what you saw. Is it good
today? I see my veteran quarterback. I see my quarterback show off the bait. That's my quarterback. Nobody would not ever say nothing about my quarterback.
Hey, did he show up today or what, man? I thought it was. I mean, I know it was the Bucks, but hey, he showed up, man. He showed up.
Hey, listen. You know? Listen. I don't know why. Listen to me. If the Giants playing with my feelings or what? Because I really want this number one pick. Why are they gonna play with me? Or what's this here? What are we doing here? What are we doing here today?
Look.
What are we doing? Can somebody tell me?
But I'm gonna tell you what. Billy Bob. I was gonna tell Lady Blue the same thing. I said, look, I had just said at halftime of the game on Monday. I was of the mindset, let's just go ahead and tank. I said, yes, I did. Yes, you heard me. I said, let's go ahead and tank these. Let's try to get more draft choices. Let's do all this and do that. And then all of a sudden, fourth quarter of that game, Eli just sort of looked like 2007 or something. And he hasn't stopped. And Broccoli just woke up. And I'm saying to myself, okay, what kind of swagger do you guys got? Because if you guys continue this next week, I don't know what I'm going to – I don't know how –
you know,
I don't know
swagger,
what the hell's
see,
going on.
See, let me tell you, when Ogletree scored that touchdown, you seen everybody run on that field. That's the swagger you want. That explains it all. I don't know
that's
if that's – see, I don't know if they're teasing us. Because when you see that celebration and you see everybody there, you just like, oh, my goodness, you got to be bleeding blue right now. No matter who they playing. It was just, I cut my vein. I started bleeding blue right then and there. I'm like, no, they're doing it to me. They got us on the referee right now, bro. I don't know what they're doing to us right now. See, we sitting here but then we want it. I don't know what to tell you. Right now, I'm up and down right now, man. We so much. Oh my goodness, bro! Jazz got us in a mix filler right now, bro.
What impressed you today, man? Tell us what impressed you today more than anything else.
Listen. I hate to tell y'all this, but I think it's the coaching that's impressing me right now. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what he's saying. I guess it's just, I don't know. It's just something about him. It's just. I don't know. I'm just looking at the coaching, but just to see us get off to that good. Can we go there? Offensive coordinator. I don't know what we're doing. It's still. I don't know. I guess it just. They're playing team ball. That's what impressed me. Let me just leave it like that.
Right.
We're playing team ball.
All right. We are playing team ball, Billy. Man, hold on a second. I got people coming in. I don't want you going.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Stay right where you are. 929-477-4171 Bleed Blue Show. Giants 38, Bucks 35. Amber's on the line. Oh, well. Hey, Amber, what you see? What did you see that impressed you? That made you go crazy.
Let me tell you, we were playing like we should have been playing since game one.
Right. Exactly.
Having
exactly.
Our big guys out there doing what they're supposed to be doing. Eli connecting with OBJ, Barkley making his runs and catching passes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not out of beer. I didn't have to drink myself to get through the game.
I ran out. I should have hung out with you. I don't know what the hell happened. Anyway, so wait a minute. Look, we had so many different emotions today, though. I mean, we started out feeling so comfortable, you know, after the first quarter. They had this really wonderful rhythm going. Then after the first half, you said, okay, you know, it's Tampa Bay. We're doing our thing. And it felt even better in the third quarter. Then all of a sudden, Jameis comes in.
Right.
And you're like, okay, all right.
Right.
What is this?
Threw off the rhythm for us as far as, you know, Jameis was able to come in and do what Jameis can do and what he should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we still had the momentum from what we were able to do the first half in the third quarter to keep it going and finish the way that we're capable of finishing a football game.
Hasn't Eli looked totally
And my boy, Evan Engram.
Yes, that gave him confidence because he dropped. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. I was scared of him for a while there. He woke up, and that catch that he just had should propel him going forward here in our next, as Odell said, you know, our next six wins after this.
Right. You know, I spent all last season defending Engram as a rookie because there's a lot of shit talking going on with Engram and him being able to be a good player. And I had to tell people he's a rookie. It's his first year. So I have stuck behind him since day one. And when he makes these plays and does what he's fully capable of doing, I made a post early on Facebook. I said, white boys got up too, but my tight end has up too. Because he can do what he needs to do. I mean, he did what he needed to do to prove who he is on that field. And Shepard, the way Shepard played today, all of our all-stars were doing what they needed to do to prove why we can be the team that we're supposed to be.
Right, and we're only going to get better, and that's very important. That's very important. 929-477-4171. Thank you, Amber. Stay right there where you are. That's very important,
all right,
man, because what happens is these young guys are getting a lot of confidence going forward. And listen, it's been so long since we won two in a row. Oh, come on, man. Goodness gracious. My sister's on the line. Doris is calling. Hey, listen. Hey, what's up, baby girl? Hey, look, I don't know how to check the archives out, but I could swear this is the first time in the history of Bleed Blue Show that three of the first four callers have been female, and I love it. I love it. Fantastic.
All right.
What's up, baby?
Killing fan bases dream one game at a time.
One game at a time.
Killing their hopes. The games that I really want to win, are the division games.
You know, right.
I don't care what I want to win those three games. Take their asses out. You know.
But I'm
kind of upset because we could have been doing this since the beginning. We could have been playing like this, like she said, since game one. I don't know what was going on, but once OBJ lit that fire under their ass, what happened? We playing.
That's right.
We playing. He said, let's fuck up the people's dream. And I'm with OBJ. Ooh. Fuck them up. Let's fuck up everything. Damn. We can win these. All these games out.
Doris.
We can't win them if we play like this.
Doris and the F word, everybody. Goodness gracious.
Okay, but that's what he said, though, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I'm sorry, people. But he said, we can let's kill these dreams, you know. Let's have fun messing up everybody's hopes. And I'm with him.
Hey, I got to ask everybody on the line, because I got big old necks. Jason, the definition of lit is after that. I got to ask you, everybody that's already on here, Lady Blue, Billy Bob, Amber, what was up with that sequence in the fourth quarter? We had this double, like five people touched a potential interception on two plays within two different plays.
And nobody got it.
What was all of that about? What was that? Did that just make your heart just fall? Did you just hate that?
Because the Giants can't just win a game without giving their fans heart attacks.
Yep.
That's
right.
That was insane. It was like, that was nuts. And I'm yelling and screaming and going hoarse and just losing it. I guess it doesn't pay to be a Giants fan unless you lose your goddamn mind and they make you.
Exactly. I love it. I love having heart attacks.
God. 929-477-4171, everybody. This is the Bleed Blue Show. Giants victorious once again. Peace and blessings. The big O is on the line.
What's happening?
What'd you just see, sir?
I saw a victory, man. You know, I saw a victory. Giants still the same. You know, we won a game, and I thought we was going to blow this team out at some point of the game, and then we always make it
well, we were,
a heart. Yeah, we was, and then our ass cheeks got tight at the end of the game when things like they you know, I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'm like, well, damn, we went from blowing the damn team out to now we freaking holding our damn hearts like we might lose this shit. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, this, I'm like, yo, this is I'm done. I'm tired of that, man. Can we just get out of that? I thought we was out of everything,
no,
man. I'm like, today,
can't.
I'm like, you know what? I ate crow. I'm gonna eat shit. We look good. And then the end of the game kind of started looking like, uh-oh. You know, but, hey, you know, I eat crow. I didn't call this game anyway. You know, I don't even think y'all talked to me this week. I would have said we would have lost this game because, you know me, I'm going to pick us to lose it so we convincingly, so you can, they can convince me that we a team, man. I mean, this week,
right.
I can say this was a good win, but Tampa is shit too, man. I'm just gonna call. They just shit on the stick too, man. I want to see us beat the Eagles next week. Like, this, I mean, look very
yes.
fluent, just like
Amazing.
This. Let's
yes.
be the team that got a defense that's gonna put some fire on you, and let us look
right.
like this. We look like this next week. And I say, fellas, we gonna fuck up some people's dreams this year, but because that's all we got
you
left.
Absolutely
but
right.
Right now, the NFC
they're falling apart too. You know, I hope they
right.
better
but,
win today.
But if, did you look at the NFC, though? There's the only best record, what, is really the Rams? Like, everybody else
yeah.
is, like, really 500 and below.
Same.
You know
the
what I'm
same.
Saying? So I'm kind of like, damn, we still look like we're alive. If Dallas would have lost today, then I was like, damn, they pulled that shit out. I couldn't believe it. They pulled it out. But anyway, we still might have a chance, fellas. I'm telling you, look at the records around the league. Everybody's, like, two losses away from being like us. I'm just like, damn.
I know.
You know, so we don't know things yeah. just working away for a reason. But if the Giants today, the Giants, I'm not going to take nothing away. The offense looked superb. They looked it like that's 2011 Eli. That looked it like
right.
the 2011 Eli. The offensive line looked like a damn offensive line. Barkley wasn't dancing. He was hitting them holes. I mean, we looked great. But
we
that
really
defense,
did.
Man, was kind of like,
really
did y'all show up today? Like, the defense, to me, I'm like, damn, here it is. Our offense finally show up. Then the fucking defense don't want to show up. Are you kidding me? I'm like, are you kidding me? We could Barber was trucking everything on that defense the whole damn game. Riley shouldn't
he
even
was.
Have no paint on his face mac anymore on the
was.
Back of his jersey anymore because he was getting ran over every play yo by this dude. All right, brother. All right, yeah, man. So you
yeah.
know, I'm, but that, but other than that, the defense. They was whack today, man. I'm just being honest. Yeah, they had a couple of picks and stuff, but y'all didn't look like that defense like the first 5-6 games. That was that serious defense,
you know
man.
That's what I'm telling you. Right.
So if we
right.
had that defense and this offense together from the jump, if we had that defense and this offense together from the jump, come on, we'd be undefeated right now, yo. No, I say no, we'll lost one game because the refs did steal one game from us. That's that Carolina game they stole from us. But other than that, man, we'll be a good team, man. I just said, so you know what this boils down to, man? What I always used to say, man, coaching, man. It's coaching, man.
Coaching.
It's coaching and a few
coaching.
Pieces. Now it's coaching, man. It's coaching. It takes Odell to snap. It takes Odell to snap to say something out the way to get everybody to get check themselves, man. Coaching too, man. Check your damn self, man. Everybody should be out there giving 110%. We had people giving 60, 70. We had people can't even play, like Flowers and shit. We had people couldn't even play. Like, oh, mama, mate.
You know,
they shouldn't even be on the field. That's coaching,
O,
man. That's coaching.
Big O, you know what it felt like? It felt like Chris Tucker and Friday. Y'all always got ham, but no burger, peanut butter,
right,
no jelly.
Right,
It's always something.
Yo, today, I'm telling you, I was sitting back, leg kicked up. I'm like, yo, we winning the game by 10 points. Could you believe this? I'm like, yo, we actually beating the team ass tonight. We beating the team ass. And then freaking 2 minutes left in the game, my ass cheeks just touch. Like, yo, this thing might take a turn on us. Like, what the fuck just happened? What just happened? You know what I'm saying? So we got to get out of all that, man. All that. Can we just next week play Philly and
all
play
right.
that type of offense, play that
Big
defense
O.
that we had in the first half, and blow a team out? And I'll be like, yo, I'm convinced, man. I'm convinced.
There you go. And we may be able to do
but,
it. Big O, you better call us.
Other than that, though, man, bleed blue, son. Bleed blue.
We'll let you know. Bleed
you already
blue,
know.
Son. 929-477-4171. That was a big O. Oh man, that was that's an impassive.
Hey,
now, that's
you ready, Chris?
Right there.
Chris, you ready?
The definition of
you
lit,
ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Hey man, first
I'm
and
ready.
Foremost,
we
the females,
ready.
the females walking around Old Town Scottsdale right now, 77 degrees, wearing tank tops and leggings all over the place, to your left, to your right, to the front, to the back.
Okay, I'm gonna
that's
I'm
what's
cut
up, okay?
Mic, I'm gonna
no,
cut,
you're
I'm
not.
Cut the mic off. You know,
don't
you
be
know
a fool.
That
come
hurt.
On, Chris.
No.
All right.
I'm hurting.
So listen,
what's the definition?
Chris,
what's happening, man? What's happening?
Oh, man, check this out. Right now, we're all about ready to go to the Eagles bar. And we're going to troll the fuck out of them Eagles. We're going to walk up in there. We got about 20 of us.
Please,
we're going to go hit
that
Eagles bar. It's called Rock Bar. Fuck them. I hate the color green.
I
fucking hate the color green.
Please do that. Please.
Yes, sir. You know that.
Please.
But I just wanted to give a quick observation on the game. Obviously the Giants did not cover the points. It was 3.5. They won by 3. I kind of figured that they would win both San Francisco and Tampa Bay, kind of like a cupcake game, but the real challenge is next Sunday in Philly. Now, furthermore on that, Eli gets to play another game. He had a very pedestrian game, not MVP numbers. I think he threw for, a little under 220, I could be wrong. Two touchdowns, which is average, very average, nothing spectacular. No interceptions, obviously. He was jacked up 4 times. I kind of predicted that. But here's the interesting thing, and Chris, I just want to maybe you give some input, whoever else, Big O, Amber, Elaine. One thing that I noticed, though, is that people in my group, Big Blue of Arizona, we are begging for the Eagles. We are begging for the Redskins. We are begging for the Cowboys to win. With that being said, if the Giants are a boss, if they're a boss team, why the hell would you need help? Bosses don't need help. They can do it by themselves.
That's right.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the fact that we're begging for, oh, we need them to lose, we need them to lose, we need them to lose. Bosses don't need help from nobody. Bosses take care of their business. I'm just saying.
This is so true. You're right. Hey,
dude, I don't wish them to lose. I hate them. I want them to lose.
Right. Okay.
Right, but, you know, for us to make the playoffs, when we've dug ourselves a hole, I agree with you. I know this is Elaine right there, but like, you know,
yes, Lady Blue.
What, I mean, we're supposed to be the New York Football Giants. We bosses. We take our shit. But right now, week number 8, we're begging for them to lose. Man, we should have been acting like bosses game 1, not game 8 or game 9.
Right. You agree with
agree.
That, Billy Bob?
Now, Chris,
let me get everybody's take on that.
Chris, hold on.
Yeah.
Chris, listen.
Right.
I got a female wearing some tight ass leggings and a tank top.
I don't
want
to.
I gotta
to you.
Go, dude.
I don't want to talk. You know,
you're the best, Chris.
To you no more.
Lee Blue,
I love
fellas.
You too. And I don't want to talk to you no more. I don't ever. You just hurt my feelings. That's not even the point. I forgot where I was. 929-477-4171. Mom, talk to me. What you see, sir? What's cooking?
I don't know where this team was like 8-9 weeks ago. I mean, damn, the offense like was here. We had run blocking, and we had pass blocking, and we had receivers catching balls, and we had quarterbacks throwing to receivers in blue jerseys. And we put points on the scoreboard. And, yeah.
I hope Billy Bob listened to this one.
The only downfall is, you know, our two corners that have long-ass hair growing out of the back of their jerseys can't cover fucking burnt toast. That's the only downfall, but the offense looks fucking great.
They did.
I just hope it's not. I hope it's not fool's gold
they
though.
Did. Oh man! What else did you see that you enjoyed?
Just the amount of Giants fans that stayed from start to finish, and it felt like a Giants home game for once. it was great. It was just nothing but Giants fans, except for the jackass sitting behind me. But hey, there's always one. The energy in the stadium was awesome.
You were loud today.
It was loud. You know, you heard the Eli Manning chants, you know, loud and clear, at least where I was sitting. The in-game coaching decisions that were made were spot on for once.
Yeah, they were. That was a shock itself.
I mean, that's great. You know, defensively, they were getting pressure there, but our secondary is what it is.
Yeah,
it was just a great day in general. It was nice to see, you know, Steve chilling with us.
Yep.
And, you know, it was good to see him and, you know, the rest of the family that showed up. We're still here screwing around with the seagulls in the parking lot because we're kind of bored at the moment.
Okay.
All
right, man.
Great day. It was a great day. Great
Worm. Hey, man, I invite everybody because, Worm, you got some pictures that we got to post on our IG page. Go to Bleed Blue Instagram page, man, and watch Worm do his wonderful recipes. And Worm has a habit of getting you drunk and getting you full at the same time. So, you know, you guys have to come to at least one of the tailgates at least.
And I want to give a shout-out to the team that I coached. We just our national ranking just changed. We're number 330 in the nation for high school football.
What's their names?
Piscataway Chiefs. We just took our sectional title yesterday. It was number 10. And
do they wear blue?
Nah, we're black and gold.
What's that, like Chiefs color?
It'd be nice of them.
I mean, Saints color? Okay. Well, we love them anyway. How old is that group? How old are they?
Varsity football.
Oh,
so
good,
sophomores
good.
Through seniors.
Future G-men. Future G-men. Piscataway! That's the way you do it.
Sir.
All right, man. Thanks, Mark. Right. Appreciate you. 929-477-4171. We got a Bleed Blue party going on because we finally won a goddamn back-to-back game, 38-35 over the Bucks. Big Sean.
Hey, Chris. Wait,
what's
Chris.
Up?
Let me answer Worm's question real quick. You want to know where this team has been, why this team hasn't been playing like this the past few weeks? It's because this team had Oma May and Flowers. That's why.
I forgot about those damn names. Oh, man. Oh,
Flowers,
God,
too?
Really. That's what I'm talking about. Big Sean, where you at?
Well, you know, I'm here, and I'll piggyback off of that, but I'm not going to name blame because they're not on the team no more. But we played two teams that we actually had a chance to beat, and not only beat, but look good in beating. That's the 49ers and Tampa Bay today. So
right.
I'm not going to say it's fool's gold. We just played like how we're supposed to play against teams that we are better than. The defense, somehow we need some linebackers. We need some pass rushers, man, because this really should have been
some corners.
45
to 10. How about some corners?
Really.
How about some corners?
When y'all get pressure on the ball, and this is all around the NFL, you don't get no pressure, it's kind of hard to cover someone for 5-10 seconds. They running all around. You don't get no pressure. So the corners did what they could, but no linebackers, nobody trying to attack the quarterback. You made James Winston. You know what? The funny part about it, because I knew that last play they was going to try to throw it to DeSean Jackson, they just did it too early because they knew our history with that dude. So, you know, we lucked up. We won. If the defense played like how they played early on in the season and the offense plays like how they're playing right now, yeah, I really think we could win 8 in a row, and next week against Philly, yeah, we can give them a real run for their money and possibly beat them. So that'd be great, and, you know, you never know because we are rolling right now, but that defense is like, oh, my gosh. You know, that's,
hey, Sean,
I think I could have had two or three sacks or something.
I know. Let me tell you, Sean, if we I'm going to say if we. I normally don't. I encourage everybody, even my old students, not to say if, but I'm going to say it. If we should happen to defeat the Eagles next week, that, I don't know if you guys have ever played a real sport before. I'm not trying to insult you, but let's say if you understand what the miracle of competition exists of, you have to believe that this team, the momentum level within this team as a collective is going to blow the freak up.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They will be so energized. They will be so off the... Hey, listen, cause let me tell you something. They're talking. They're talking right now. And they are hyped as hell. It's only going to get better when you're coming out swimming. Let me tell you, I ain't lying. Look at that laughing at me. That's Sean or Bob. Somebody laughing at me. That's okay. I hope they win so y'all can laugh at y'all next week. But, hey, real quick. I got to do something. Hold on, Sean. I got to do a couple of just one housekeeping kind of thing, if I can find it, which I can't, so that's it. Okay, let me go back around. Who was laughing at me, by the way? I'm going to get you, whoever that was. I'm going to embarrass your ass right here on that Bleed Blue show. But anyway, check this out.
Okay, the game is on.
Hey, listen, I got a shout out from Steve here. Steve's talking. He says that the tailgate was great. And same thing I just told you guys. Check the pictures on Instagram and Facebook. A couple of shout outs to John and K4, of course Worm and his fan van at G16. Worm just left us. The Scarf Shoulders and J18 and the Giants fans flew from the UK, y'all. UK to see us. Victorious, let's just put it that way. And Kevin and the crew as well. So, and that's the Sangre Azul from Steve thus far. All right, you guys. We're getting ready to I'm going to get ready to close this down for a minute, but I need you guys' final thoughts. I want a 4 minute on each one of you, if that's okay. And let's go around the room. And Lady Blue, you are going to head it off. Let's do it.
I'm just happy that we actually have two wins in a row. And like everyone else said, I would love to see us kick the crap out of the Eagles next week, not just to make it 3 in a row, but to finally beat a team in our division. That would be wonderful. I mean, and if it took OBJ to light a fire under everyone's ass, so be it. At least it lit a fire under the offense. Now, like I said, okay, I just wish the offense and the defense can play well in one game. But no matter what, win, lose, or draw, I will always bleed blue, baby, no matter what.
Wow. And, hey, no truer words spoken. That is the and they call her Lady Blue for a reason. Isn't that right there? You are called Lady Blue.
Absolutely.
For a reason.
Every day I drive my car, someone makes a comment. Either they start yelling and screaming that they love the Giants, or I start yelling, or they boo at me. Just like I had it out with a Cowboys fan at a red light. They're like, "You suck." And I was like, "Well, at least I don't need to break out a VCR to watch my last Super Bowl."
Ooh.
They shut up very quickly.
Ouch. That's awful. That's terrible. And it's true. Lady Blue, everybody. Thank you, babe. Talk to you soon. Mwah. All right. Billy Bob. Talk to the brother.
Right here.
Yeah, man. You on the line, man. This is your floor.
Hey, listen, man. I'm going to be real with y'all. Let's get a game ball from the coaches and probably upstairs a little bit, because they kind of made that move where they probably had to clean a little bit of the house. But one, there's only one negative I might be feeling is probably with the Snack Harrison deal, because I think we're going to see a lot of running up the gut. So a lot of just running over 100. We don't have a big
right
inside the clock there, hole. So with that, guys, this is what we might have to live with. But as far as everything else, man, I'm just happy that the coach. I don't think it should have took that long. I think they just need to be quick in a hurry. So Just like how y'all probably said, we need cornerbacks, we need linebackers. They have to make that move right away. But after that, can't complain. I guess there's one of the times where we can say, let's just pull on that seatbelt and just ride this one out and hopefully they do what they do. And I know we all had that mixed feeling at the beginning of the season. This is why. Oh, and to answer that question about we need the other teams to lose, yes, we do need other teams to lose, not being the boss. That's just the NFL. That's just the way it's built. This is why we want it. This is why we watch it. They're right. We need other teams to lose. If the Giants need other teams to lose, so we can start screaming again. Listen, hey, I'm with that. I don't need – hey, listen, we need it. We need all the help we can get right now. That's just part of the NFL. That's just the way it rolls. But let's be blue all the way, man. If this is Eli's farewell party, let him go out with a big bash, man. I mean, even though I've been knocking him, but, hey, if he want to go out, let him go out this way. I'd rather for him to go out this way than the other way. So let's ride this one out, y'all. Let's enjoy this.
Bleed blue, Billy Bob in the house. Good luck, man.
All right,
good luck. Good luck. Thanks, homie. Appreciate you. All right, Amber, you on the line, girlfriend. Bill.
All right, so what I have to say is going to kind of piggyback off of, it's going to piggyback a little bit off of Lady Blue. We need to get our offense and our defense on the same page now. Our offense has showed up for the past 2 weeks. Our defense was there this week to make the three interceptions against Fitzmagic, who was taken out of the game because we were able to do what we needed to do on our defense. However, Olivier Vernon, three penalties in a row for 25 yards? Come on now.
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
You're so much better of a player than that. And then Eli, you know, him getting hurt, and I was worried. Not going to lie, I was worried about him being able to keep his head in the game after that. But he came back up, and he threw.
He did.
And, I mean, we were able to walk away with a win. And that's what I want to keep doing. OBJ put this in their heads, and he should have put this in their heads 10 weeks ago before the season even started.
Yeah, that would have helped.
So we need to keep going. We need to keep going. I would love nothing more than for us to win next week. We have to beat the Eagles. The Eagles are going down today.
Please.
And they're going to go down next week because
that's right.
Our team has in their heads, hopefully, the G-men have in their heads that they're able to do what they need to do to win fucking football games.
There you go. Boom.
So,
boom.
We'll see.
Boom.
Let's get them all on the same page. Let's get them all going together. And let's ride this out to the end of the season, going undefeated the second half.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. That's Amber,
You're
everybody.
Welcome, baby.
And you know what? She's so right, man, because I'm going to tell you what, man. There's nothing more. This pretty much sums up how I feel about the Philadelphia Eagles right here. Yeah, like that. Wasn't that great? That was just
Pardon.
Wonderful. Doris!
Because you right there with them. You live right amongst them.
I sure do. I got to put up with this nonsense constantly. Doris, help
me.
What's happening? What's your final thought? The floor is yours. Thank you, Amber, once again.
I'm just with Odell, one game at a time. Do what we got to do one game at a time. If the defense looked really good these last two games, I would say we could take a run for it. But if the defense is whack, no, we can't keep letting them back in like that. We won these last two games, but the defense is just still awful, you know. But we can still mess up everybody else's dream. Because I believe we can win these last games. It ain't going to look pretty, but we can do it.
Win is a win.
The win's a win.
I really just want to beat the Eagles, Washington, and Dallas. Those three games. I'd be happy for the rest of the season if we beat them. Just beat
them. You know, I remember – thank you, babe. Appreciate you. I'll talk to you soon, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I got to tell you, I remember about maybe I think it was 3 years ago when the fantastic Big O and Doris, they were talking about JPP, and they said something like,
Charles,
something
I
like,
before you asked me that question, Charles, man, JPP hand, man, it's not going to work, man.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, he slammed our quarterback down really good.
Now, if we play defense like we did today in the fourth quarter, say it, Big O, say it.
Hey, man.
Where you at? It's not gonna
I'm
work.
I'm right here.
It ain't gonna
hey,
work.
Hey, man. It's not gonna work. I'm just telling you, man. It's not gonna work.
It ain't gonna work.
It ain't gonna work. It's something working, something don't work. Something work, the other thing don't work. Hey,
don't
man,
work.
We can't be complete, yo. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna fall for the banana in the tailpipe, fellas. I'm just gonna wait, man. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna get overexcited. It looked nice today, but let's just be honest, man. Tampa suck, yo. I'm just being honest, man. Tampa suck, yo. I'm telling you. And anybody can tell you, I always tell them, yo, Jameson is a fraud. This team's a fraud. That team sucks, yo. And I'm telling you, we got to do it convincingly to a team that's a winning team, yo.
That's
a winning team.
Dallas,
we got to be the winning team. We got to be the winning team, man. If we can look fluent, we didn't even got to beat them. We just got to look fluent like this, man. We got to look fluent like this. You know what I'm saying? They make me believe that it was the line, it was this, it was that. But I totally, I truly believe it was more coaching than everything. Like Bob used to say, know your personnel. Man, you got it's a lot of stuff that was coaching, man. You got to see that Omar May was sucked. You had to see that Flowers should have never been playing. That's coaching, man. How you giving? How you? It's politics, yo. It's about the money. Forget the money, man. If you can't play, you can't play, man. Get off the field, yo. That's how the game is. And we pick up a dude, and the dude here, we got Wheeler playing, and we playing good, and we running the ball. Come on, man. Stop it, man. It's coaching, man. OBJ woke this damn team up when he did. No, people want to say no. I'm telling you, when OBJ went and did that interview, that was the best thing that could have happened to this team. This team had to wake their ass up, man, all the way around, man. It was a wake-up call to everybody, man. Passion goes out. It got to be a collective thing. The whole team got to have passion, not just two or three players, man. Everybody got to have that fire that OBJ has, man. And then you could be a Super Bowl team. And once we have that passion like OBJ, Saquon, Eli, and everybody, we out of there, man. Today, defense, you came out there and looked like shit on the stick. I don't know what was that, man. Ogletree, I don't give a damn you had that interception. It was lucky if you called me. But other than the rest of your game today, suck. You suck today, man. Ogletree sucked. I don't care. If you watch that game, he
they
sucked
had 10
today, man.
That two plays.
Man, just look at him, man. The whole game, he sucked, yo. I was like, you know what? We need linebackers. We really do need some good linebackers, man. Our linebacker play really suck out there still. But other than that, our D-line, they couldn't stop the run today for some reason. I mean, Barber ran all over us today. They didn't show up, man. Yeah. They just didn't show up. And then when we took that 10-point lead, I'm like, okay, we finally beating some ass here. And like I told you, man, two minutes left in the game, everybody asked, he's tight. Everybody's like, this shit is happening again. We about to lose. You know what I'm saying? On some bullshit. So it was crazy, man. So I just don't like those type of games, man. The Giants can never play just a game, whoop some ass, and we all drink tea and sit back and tell them, hey, we whooping ass today because we're just this great team. We can't do it, man. We always have to have these gut-wrenching, tight-ass games that take years off your life for no reason, man. I don't know why, but it's just us. That's just our style. That's just our style, yo. But hey, it was a back to back win. It was a back to back win. That was something we ain't doing in a long time, in about almost 2 years. So you know, it is what it is, yo. It was a back to back win, but it was a back to back two sorry teams. You got to beat some convincing teams around here. I don't care.
Okay.
I know any given Sunday.
Right,
I know it's any given Sunday,
right,
but hey, we heading in the right direction. That's but
there you go.
The next week, that's show me something. Come out there and be the
bleed
same team
then.
Next week. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue then. Bleed blue. Big O, everyone. Sean, you got the floor. Dennis Frank. Go ahead, bro.
Well, good. I keep it short. Like my man just said, yeah, we gotta beat a real good team. Those are two teams that we were supposed to win, man. We was favorites. So, but we did look good, look fluid. So if we look good against Philly next week. Hey, like you said, anything can happen. I'd be happy if we beat them. So that's our game right there, man.
Yeah. I'll get
you, man.
Bleed blue. That's Sean, everybody. Appreciate you, man. Frank, what's happening, man?
Yo, what's up, Chris?
What's
I didn't even watch
there?
The game,
what's,
bro.
What did you see today?
Didn't even watch the game. I'm in Tampa at Busch Gardens, so I didn't even watch the game, but I figured I better get on real quick. But I saw that we won, so. But I agree with Big O. We ain't played nobody, so, you know how I feel. I didn't want to win another game. So we'll see next week.
I don't.
You know, we'll see.
You're the one who planted that seed in my head.
Yeah, I didn't want to win the game. I wanted to get that first or second round pick or that first or second pick, but we'll see what happens next week, man.
Fate's not out the door yet, Frank. Fate's not out the door. We're still here. Thanks, bro. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, maybe 9-7. You never know.
Well, hey, I'll take it. Odell said that. All right,
I know, he did.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, man. All right.
That's Frank, everybody. Well, by the way, I forgot to thank Knickerbocker Av for everything he's done and the big hangout that the Bleed Blue crowd did at Madison Square the other night, man, during the Knicks game. And it was also something else happening at the Rangers game that I totally missed. Screwed the pooch on with that, man, being that I was around the way. So I got to apologize to Steve Azul for that one. But, hey, man, it's been a hell of a goddamn day. 38-35. New York football Giants won again. Second game in a row. It was the second game in a row. All right? It's been so long. I don't even remember the last time. I don't want to look or Google the last time the Giants won two in a row, man. I could care less. I just know they did it. And it feels good to wear blue for a whole week without people pissing on you because they can't say anything this week. You guys don't get it. I live in South Jersey, and it's really, really tough in Eagles country to rep like I do. So it's something else, man. But we did. We won again. Hey, listen, you guys, check us out on all our shit, man, on all the social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, at bleedblueshow.com. Check us out on Facebook, obviously, with all the forums we have there. You know, Steve Azul's always posting, always bringing something up. But what's even more entertaining is you got to download the shows, you guys, you know. You know, your iTunes, Podcast Republic, and your TuneIn Stitcher app. Check them all out. You know, bleedblueshow.com/podcast. You can get the recent episodes of the Yankees and the Rangers and the New York Knickerbockers, and of course, the team that we love so much, the New York Football Giants. Do that when you get a chance, okay? Because this is the real deal happening, man. Hey, listen, shout out to my girl Lady Blue, to my man Billy Bob, the wonderful Amber, my sister Doris, the peace and blessings to Big O. Hot old Jason, the definition of lit, always teasing me with that weather going down in Arizona. The chef himself, the giant chef himself, Worm. Big Sean, man, living out in the sun. And Busch Gardens Frank, to all you guys, man. Hey, Bleed Blue, we did it. At least we did it for this weekend, right? We got one in the book. So everything's kind of hot. So, hey, Sangre Azul, Bleed Blue, everybody. For Steve, where you at, man? Hey, sangre azul, bleed blue, y'all. Talk to y'all soon.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.